Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Pretty basic.
Okay, guys, today we have a very, very, very exciting episode, one that's been in the vault for a few months now because we recorded this before the SAG strike. And obviously we wanted to be compliant with the SAG strike and we stand with SAG. But now that the strike is over, we can finally release this episode and share with you guys that Alicia and I are actresses and we were on an episode of Grown-ish back at the beginning of this year.
And not to be, you know, those influencers who are like, we did something and we can't talk about it, blah, 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 blah. Like, sorry. Well, we had to, but we always follow through when we say that stuff, I will say. So props to us. So you guys get to actually hear the episode that we recorded a few months ago where we recap our experience on set, what it was like being on a high budget show.
Disney show.
It seriously was such an exciting time and opportunity, and we have some funny stories from it, and I'm so excited that you guys get to finally hear about it. Also, don't forget to go watch the Grown-ish episode where you get to see me and Remy
and Alicia's outfit
and our line that we'll keep that a spoiler.
Yeah. Please, like, truly listen to this episode. It's like one of my favorite ever. And so let's roll the clips.
Pretty basic.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Pretty Basic. I'm your co-host, Alicia Marie.
And I am Remy Cruz, and I'm pink and I match the studio.
I knew you were gonna go athleisure.
I mean, that's all I wear now on set. Well, I was telling my vlog this morning, I was like, if I wear cute things that are like constricting, then the whole time I'm just focusing on breathing and I'm not physically, mentally here.
There's been too many episodes where I'm just like trying to,
into the mic.
For instance, I'm wearing a corset. If you're watching the YouTube video, I'm wearing a corset.
Yeah.
But I thought ahead of time from times where I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
So I brought an overshirt thing so I can like, be a little more comfy.
So good.
Thank you. I tried.
Wait, Alicia, is this episode going to come out after your fashion faux pas that we texted about last night?
I don't know. I haven't heard a date. Have you?
I think I did. I think that this comes out after. I'm almost positive it comes out after.
Wait.
Should I call Tommy and ask?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we got to talk about that.
No. Oh,
should I tell him he's on the pod?
Yeah. Oh, of course. I love listening.
He did tell me he was going on a hike, so hopefully we get him. Hopefully there's service at Griffith Park.
Hello.
Hey, so nice that Griffith has service.
What? Oh, I'm already back.
Oh. Also, you're being recorded for Pretty Basic.
Oh my goodness. Hello, everyone.
Yeah. Do you have anything to tell to the people?
I don't have anything to tell everyone.
Nothing. Well, we're calling to ask you a question, and we can bleep this. Do you know what date our Grown-ish episode comes out? Isn't it soon?
Well, then we can still say what it is. We've been allowed to say it, right?
Can we say that we were on Grown-ish? Well, this is coming out after the 19th, isn't it?
Yeah, you can say it as long as it comes out.
Oh, we got an episode.
Okay, so it's the 19th?
That's what it's slated for right now.
Okay, thank you.
But if they push it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, speaking of you being such a fashionista.
Oh, now I get why.
Yes.
I was like, I don't get it.
So, I mean, we've had a story time that we've held for a very long time. And I feel like now is the time to tell it because I believe that the day that this episode comes out, oh my God, I'm reinvigorated for this episode. I'm pretty sure that the day that this episode comes out is the day that our TV episode airs. And I mean, we've been sitting on this for a while. I actually had a little interaction last night that also reinvigorated this whole thing for me. So I guess I'll just say what happened last night and then we can get into the nitty gritty of
yes,
things.
Yes.
I hung out with one of my college best friends last night, Hillary. If you guys have been OG vlog watchers and you know her,
we love her.
We went out to dinner, we were hanging out, and on the way home we were just chatting, and my phone for some reason wasn't connecting to the CarPlay, so I was just listening to the radio, and my screen tells me like who's on the radio, and on the screen it said Justine Skye/Tyga. And as we were driving, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that Justine Skye is a musician. She's like, oh, I didn't either, I thought she was just like a model actress girly. And I was like, yeah, I actually met her recently. She's like, oh, no way. Like, what'd you do? And I was like, oh, I was on this TV episode. And she was there. And she's like, what show were you on? And I was like, we were on this episode of Grown-ish. And she loses her goddamn mind. Like, I've known her since I went to college in 2013 for 10 years. And she's seen every cool thing I've done, has been around, you know, at beauty cons when people would come. This has been that she's also never been so starstruck to be with me than when I told her I was on an episode of Grown-ish.
Also, I feel like in her line of work, she sees a lot of celebrities, so it makes it even funnier.
Literally sees the most A-list. She works with like the coolest people, and yet she was so starstruck that I was on Grown-ish. And then I obviously had to give her the full tea behind everything. And I mean, I don't even know how to properly segue into this story because it's that good, but maybe we could just rewind back a bit
to
the idea.
We had briefly talked, we even vlogged that we were on set for something. We couldn't say what it was yet. And I vlogged, you know, we vlogged our trailers. We both vlogged what we were wearing.
Did we post these already? No, I have it on my computer. We've held it. We haven't posted anything yet.
Oh my God, I thought we posted
It's in my hard drive right now. And I vlogged on my phone too, but we weren't allowed to post anything. So I did vlog it.
You're right.
But no one's seen anything yet.
In my head, it's out there, but it's not.
When you said that, I was like, God, I have the worst memory. I don't remember posting it.
Yeah, I have the worst memory. I thought I posted
it. Yes, we have the clips, but we had to hold until now.
I'm like, shit, did I post?
No, you would have heard. You would have heard. So we, like, what month was this?
We posted on our Instagram though.
We did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
We posted, Yeah.
And we were there. Okay, well, some people know then, but they don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. We were asked to be on an episode of the show Grown-ish, which is on Freeform on Hulu. And I think we got the opportunity probably March or so?
It was March because it was right after Lana and before the Kids' Choice Award. Remember, there was like a lot going. We were like, what the hell is happening
in the PB universe? Couple weeks,
and we had just done our pop-up was coming.
Yes.
Like there was so much going on within the span of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And this was one of those things.
Oh my God, I'm so glad we get to finally talk about
it. It was 2 days, right?
It was 2 days. So we got asked to do it. And our teams, this is one of those things where our team was like, you're doing it. Like, you have to do this.
I was so nervous.
We got no say-so, essentially. We obviously got a say-so, but we were like, okay, like, it's so much more fun, too, when we can do things together.
If I was by myself, I actually would have had a full anxiety. Like, I don't enjoy being on set. It's very intimidating for me. You were my, like, so, like, little, even when you'd go to the bathroom, I'd be like, where's Remy?
ESP, emotional support person. Well, I had never been on set like this before in my life. And because it's a Freeform show, it shoots on the Disney lot.
Yeah.
So this was really crazy, you guys. So we got the opportunity and we're playing ourselves, which is really fun. And the premise of the episode is like some of the characters were on this reality show called Influencer Island. So there's like Remy Cruz, there was Alicia Marie, and then there was also Ricky Thompson. Mm-hmm. I think it was just us three, right? That were the influencers?
No, there was that one TikTok guy.
Oh, yes, I loved him.
I forgot his name,
but he was so nice.
Yes, and I remember he was specifically TikTok.
I forget his name, but he was fantastic. I'll have to find him later. He was very sweet. But yes, there were a few of us there, and it was a 2-day shoot. And I believe the first day we had to get there at like 5 a.m., 6 a.m., like really early.
Oh, it was such an early call time.
It was a very early call time. And I've learned through my years of being on set, but never like a TV set. Like if I'm on set, it was for like a YouTube show or something very minuscule. And I've learned, you know, I don't love the way that a lot of makeup artists do my makeup. And I don't always love styling just because I like to feel most comfortable. I feel most comfortable in my own makeup, how I do my hair and how I dress myself.
Also,
obviously,
there is a huge difference when you're playing a cameo of yourself versus a character. Like obviously if you're playing a character who's like
super Southern and like country stuff. Like obviously you would, you know, but you were playing Remy Cruz.
I would never be a diva. Exactly. Yeah. But for me being me, I was like, can I do my own makeup? Can I do my own hair? Can I bring my own clothes? And they were like, yeah, for sure.
Also, I love how it's taken us or you 10 years to like get that confidence to ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's something that's very intimidating because you're like, am I even allowed to ask? I don't want to feel like a diva. But LOL, because we'll get to my part.
So I asked if I could do that. And they were like, for sure, just send over photos of some outfits that you have so we can approve them. And I sent over this like really cute little Revolve dress that I've worn already that was still like, you know, appropriate for TV, mm-hmm. but still really cute. And they loved it. It was like this groovy kind of like 70s like style long sleeve dress. And so I was like, sweet. So that's all I brought. I just brought some little shorts to wear under it. I brought my dress, my boots, and I was ready to go. And I got to set. I picked you up in the morning at like the crack of dawn. We get to the set. You had brought some outfits too though, right?
Yeah, they were so good. They sent this massive mood board.
Oh.
So I'm going over the emails and I'm like, oh my God, perfect. They want trendy. They want chic. Like that's my whole closet. No, that just makes this story even more hilarious.
It's just so funny because like if you know us, like, and literally like how you're dressed, how versus I'm dressed, like I like fashion. I would not call myself fashionable. I don't think like I haven't quite found my like sense of style yet. I'm still like working on that. I feel like that also just changes with like feeling comfortable in my clothes and body and things like that. I mean, I feel most comfortable in what I'm wearing right now, but you're definitely like the fashionista of us. I feel like you're very trendy and you like love trying the new trends. You've always got like cute little things. And
if you're not watching the YouTube, I am in knee-high boots and like a corset set kind of thing.
And like a little watch.
I know, I put the watch on.
The watch is cute and a little like button up. I'm wearing a leggings, socks, sneakers, and a sweatshirt.
Hey, but your sneakers match your sweatshirt. It's
this is my taste. Yeah. Thank you so much. So we get to set and they gave us our own trailers.
Yes, we each had our own trailer. I thought for sure, because we get like paired together, especially with Pretty Basic things. So
I didn't even think we'd get a trailer. I thought we'd be sitting in a circle in a chair.
Oh, also we were, oh my God, no. What was even more exciting is they're like, guys, they want you to be on the show. We're like, oh my God, this is crazy. And they go, and you have one line.
That's right. Oh my God, that's
right. And the thing I kept doing 24/7 was thinking back to the That's a Raven episode when Corey is on a TV
Allison
show.
Allison Stoner's show.
Yes. And he has one line and he goes, delivery.
Delivery.
Where he like keeps messing up his one line. So I was like, we're Corey. We literally have one line. We can't mess this up. Yeah. Remy. So we practiced. We each had like a decent line.
It was like a mini paragraph.
Yeah, it was like two sentences.
Yeah. Mine was a bit longer.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the actual cast does this multiple times a day and has like hundreds of lines.
We'll get into this later, but like just a new appreciation for everything. Production, everything, actor, actress. I just had never seen it up close. But yes.
I love the community feel from it all. Like everyone being like, hey, break. Like I love that. Nice.
I loved it. Please continue.
So I had the mood board. I take this shit seriously. I'm like, oh my God, I need options. So I pack, I kid you not, probably like 6 outfits. Like full outfits.
The way I brought one.
No. Bitch, she brings one. I brought 6 outfits. I was like, okay, they want trendy. This cargo skirt is exactly what they have on the mood board. I'll go with that.
I think I did actually bring a few options, but not nearly as much as you.
Yeah, I like brought I brought options. I brought like 4 pairs of shoes, boots, like everything, like different tops. Like I brought so much stuff.
You want spring, you want summer, yes. Winter, fall.
I got a dress. I was like, okay, I've been on set before. I know how this works.
No cleavage.
Yeah. Easy for the mic to like go on. Yeah. You know, I'm like thinking outside the box. So then in the morning, you know, we wait. Obviously, there's like, also again, Disney budget's nice.
Oh,
the crafty,
God.
Like they had, it was Disneyland.
It was amazing. Cal came to LA because he wanted to work in the film industry. So he's been on a few sets, but he was so excited to hear what the crafty was because he was like, I can't even imagine a Disney set. I'd send him videos.
Yes.
And he'd be so upset. I remember when he saw my breakfast, he was like, well, now I'm going to order myself breakfast because nothing that I'm going to get make myself is going to be even nearly as good as that.
Oh my God. If you don't know, Crafty is like craft services. So it's like where you can get your breakfast, your lunch, or just snacks throughout the day at any time. It's like endless and it's just
there's
there for
like,
you.
But there's multiple, like when you get there, there's breakfast, like there's like multiple this is Disney, but there were multiple trailer, like food car or whatever the things, you food wanted. Trucks. Yeah. Of anything you wanted with like endless menus,
burrito, scramble,
I got
omelet,
the breakfast sandwich, the French fruit, toast, everything you could imagine. And then the other side was like a self-serve buffet of anything you could want. That was just breakfast. Then at lunch they switch it out. But then if at any point during filming you get hungry, you go outside, there's a full snack man there. He's making burgers, hot dogs, ramen, snacks.
Like, we were like, wow.
No, I could do this every day.
Did you film what I ate in a day? I think you did.
I think I did. I can't even remember what I filmed. I think I did.
Distant memory.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
We were eating good.
We were eating good. Oh, my favorite were the apples and peanut butter.
Oh my God. See?
So good.
Yes, the sandwich with the granola.
So good.
You guys, it was amazing.
So Rem does her own hair and makeup. I didn't feel comfortable being like, oh, I'll do my own because I know it's different on TV. And I was like, they probably know better, so I'll use their own hair and makeup team. And honestly, I actually really liked the hair and makeup because I've learned with like working with different hair and makeup artists is like I've gotten really good at being vocal of like, hey, I have oily skin. I like my contour sharp. I like my nose to look like this, da 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 da, whatever. And it was really cool because I was like, okay, what's the difference between on television versus, you know, real life? This is how I like it. How can we like meet in the middle of like what we would do? She's like, oh my God, we just need to blend more because the lights are so much more harsh. So if anything, if you want more contour, we just have to do it darker, but you have to blend it. Cause if it's harsh, it'll look really bad on camera.
With the shadows.
With the shadow. Yeah. So I was like, okay, interesting. So she was amazing. I forget her name too. I'm like, we'll have everyone linked in the description box. They were so nice.
Everybody was incredibly nice.
Yeah. Even my hair, I really liked the hairstylist. And I really liked the stylist too, but they didn't like any of the outfits that I brought. And what's so funny is like, it made sense. Cause they were like, Amelie's going to be wearing green, so we don't want you in green. Obviously, yeah. She's like a real character, yeah. Real talent. And a lot of the things that I brought were green. So I was like, oh, shoot, that leaves like this and this. I was like, well, I have these pants and this. And they're like, okay. They bring back two options for me. And keep in mind, they went with Fashionista and ran with it. But like, I got so nervous. And again, this is no shade to them. Like, they honestly like are so good at what they do. They're very talented.
You'll probably look great on camera because a lot of things also.
No, I probably won't.
I was being nice.
No, I just.
Say thank you.
No, thank you. I was like. Wow.
No. But like our trailers are next to each other. So I'm like touching up my blush and I hear literally the next trailer, oh, you know, I don't know if I would like wear that.
You heard that?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I was listening the whole time because we were connected, but you were being so nice.
Totally. Well, yes. Needless to say,
No. So I'm touching in my makeup. I'm all dressed. I look so cute. I literally wore the same exact outfit to a Revolve event. So like, no, it's cute.
Remy looked like Remy.
I like step out of my trailer. And at the same time, I look over and your door's opening. She steps down. I literally see under like this big ass Doc Martin boot step down. And then like also trailing behind, I see this like glittery gold gown step out of the trailer. She opens the door. She's wearing a Doc Martens with a floor length, like black and gold mixture dress with a navy blue blazer on top.
It was black.
Yeah. So sorry. Yeah. A black blazer on top. These large gold brooches.
Which honestly, I do think brooches are coming back, but just not like that.
This giant gold chain necklace, like a pearly, like a big necklace.
Oh no, there was a lot.
And it was layered. She was layering. And these giant, like pound heavy, giant rectangular gold earrings. Did they put your hair back?
My hair was in a pony.
Her hair was in a pony. And it was a sight to see. She had gloves.
The gloves.
So I showed, just rewinding a bit, I showed Hillary your photo last night, obviously. I was like, so this is what I was wearing. Very me. We were playing ourselves. I show Alicia. She falls to the ground and she's like, "What? Why would they do this?
It's just so funny because, again, being the more fashion girl, like, I get what they were going for, but I definitely felt I should have spoken up. And even my team, when I was like, oh my God, like, this is what I'm wearing. They were like, why didn't you say anything? And I was like, I don't know. I just didn't want to offend and like whatever. And they're like, no, like you're allowed to say something.
Well, here's what happened too. I remember you had told, I think, no, you wouldn't say anything to your team either because I was like, no, she doesn't feel comfortable. I'm like, that's a big thing. You have to feel comfortable, but you're too nice to say anything. So I texted your manager and I was like, hi, I think there's a bit of an issue. Like, they're not letting her wear what she wants and she doesn't feel comfortable. But I think that your manager was just busy. So she replied like an hour later, and she replied and she was like, on it. I'll call them. But by that point,
we had already filmed,
we
like
had
one
already
scene.
Eaten. We were there. Like, yeah. Then you look like a diva. So then we were like, no, don't say anything.
I just remember
she's
being,
okay.
Yeah. I was like, no, now it's, and then I remember someone coming up to me like, hey, like, are you comfortable? And I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
The gaslighting.
I was like, yeah, why wouldn't I be? No. So again,
in retrospect, it could have been worse.
It could have been. It was just like, okay.
It was just funny.
No, like, I need everyone to watch that episode because we have a line, so I know I'm on camera and I know we're in the background a lot. But like, when I tell you, it was just so funny because if I was playing, especially I grew up in theater, like if I was playing a character, I would have been like, oh my God, slay. My name's Isabel and whatever. You
know
what I mean?
Yeah. Isabel just loves brooches.
What's so funny is that it's me playing me. And it's funny too, because
imagine like an actress was cast to play you and wore that. You'd be like, that's not me at all.
Like, I was like, I would never wear, I would just, it's not that it was ugly. It was just, I wouldn't, Alicia Marie would never,
yeah.
But like, it's fine. I'm down to do it, whatever. Even like something as small as the earrings being so heavy. Like, yes. I never wear heavy earrings. And one scene we're all sitting, it's almost like a, I don't want to, spoiler.
Wait, let's go through it. I want to go through all of it because it was so fun. No, you're so fun. So I like to think that I am a fabulous gift giver. I think it's one of my true talents.
No, it is, Rem.
Thank you so much. I will say though, I'm a little nervous this year because normally I have a note throughout the year of like what I'm going to get people. Like if you mentioned in like January that you want something, I'll write it down. I did a really bad job this year.
That's usually what I do. And I haven't done it at all this year.
Girl, but maybe we just like won't give gifts.
No, that's our love language.
I was going to say, just kidding. We're going to go to Macy's. Truly, you guys, if you're in the same boat or if you're just, you know, looking for a gift to give for someone in your life or you need a little help like us, Macy's has your back. If you're stressed, don't be. Get all the ideas and inspo that you need using Macy's Gift Finder. They're fabulous because there are so many filters and things that you can use to find the perfect gift for anybody in your life. Like they have obviously like shop by price. So you can shop for gifts by budget, whether it's like $25, $50 or luxe. You know, this is also great if you're doing like a Secret Santa, a white elephant. They also have shop by gift lists.
The lists are really nice because especially like my dad, I'm like, okay, I don't want to scour through the entire website and internet to find like something he wants. Let's just find bestsellers for, you know, dads. Maybe you're shopping for someone who's a hiker and likes outdoor stuff. Like, I don't know where to start with that.
I will say every Christmas, all I get Cal's parents are things for the Green Bay Packers. Last year I went on Macy's and I used the shop by list to find just Packers merch.
Amazing.
And I got his dad a really nice sweatshirt that he loves and he was so excited about. And then they also have shop by category. So you can find the top beauty, fragrances, jewelry and watches, handbags, accessories, and more.
See, that one's a little dangerous for me because I end up just shopping for myself.
It always happens. I'm always in the kitchen section. Check out Macy's.com/giftfinder to find that perfect present for anybody in your life or even yourself.
This episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear that make every step feel fly, eBay is making sure the things you love are authenticated by real experts because we all know there's no feeling like real. These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. When you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say authenticity guarantee. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts through a hands-on detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it, they're making sure it's the real thing. Listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere and it's really tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, it's easy. Again, just look for that blue check mark and you know it's checked by real experts. Whether they're specialized in sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbags, these are real people who really live for this. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Nobody that I've ever met in my life loves eBay more than my dad.
Really?
He is on eBay 24/7. Wait. Truly, for any gift, Father's Day, birthday, anything. I'm like, what do you want? He's like, eBay gift card.
Mr. Cruz, I did not know this.
He loves scouring through eBay to find deals, to find, you know, shoes. He loves like nice shoes, nice golf clothes, anything that he could possibly want because he loves a deal. And the authenticity guarantee is absolutely perfect for him so that he knows that he's getting what he's paying for.
Well, now I know to get your dad gift cards for eBay.
He loves.
I had no idea. Love it.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. I'm so excited because Cal has started a new little routine for me. On Tuesdays, we come to the studio and we're recording all day and I don't get home till late and I'm so tired and I'm talked out. I can't even like talk to him sometimes. He started making me dinners on Tuesday nights. I know, it's so sweet. And HelloFresh has come in clutch literally so many times. The food and the meals that Cal has made me through HelloFresh have been absolutely incredible. Whether you are a master chef, whether you're an amateur chef, whether you've never stepped foot in the kitchen, HelloFresh makes it so easy to make a delicious meal for you, for your significant other, for your family. It's amazing.
My mom can't cook and she knows it, but I love you, Mom. And she loves HelloFresh. And I would think she's a gourmet chef. Like, it's so easy because everything's pre-portioned, mm-hmm. pre-packaged. You also don't waste things, especially when I was living by myself. I loved using HelloFresh because the thought of going to the grocery store and wasting so much money and food because it goes bad. So I love how if you need a third cup of cheese, it comes with a third cup of cheese and
mm-hmm.
that's it.
Mm-hmm. So if you guys don't know what HelloFresh is, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Obviously, the holidays are coming up, which is a very hectic and stressful time. I hate stepping foot in the grocery store during the holiday season. And HelloFresh is amazing because you can get your groceries and your meals delivered right to your door. Overall, you guys, again, whatever level of chef you are, I love HelloFresh so, so much. And you guys have to check it out. So go to HelloFresh.com/basicfree and use code basicfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/basicfree with code basicfree. HelloFresh, America's
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Number one meal kit.
So
that's day one. We get dressed.
That's day one.
That's day one.
That was just hour two.
Yeah. We just got
it
there.
It was so funny. Also, the cast was so sweet, so nice. Oh, I always get intimidated with that shit too. I'm like, a lot of traditional actors, like, really, I would say, like, look down on influencing or don't like influencers because it's like they have a real job, and not that we don't, but like, it's just different.
It's,
you know,
different.
So I was kind of like worried what they were gonna think. Are they gonna be accepting and nice? Like, are they gonna just?
They were all nice.
My favorite thing was when we would do like improv
little
things,
games.
Little games. Yeah,
it was so much fun. I have to say something so funny. And we can cut this. Not that she'd ever listen to this or ever, like, I would never see her again. But at this time, the Hailey Selena thing was like at its peak. Like I don't even remember what the eyelash gate thing.
Eyelash
like this
gate.
Was what was happening at the time.
Oh, eyebrow.
Eyebrow gate. Yeah. Yes. And so I didn't know this, but Justine Skye is like really good friends with Hailey Bieber. And I found that out, like, obviously, like, leading up, I found that out to like the drama of everything. And so when she would like go to set, and because we had one line, we weren't really up from our chairs much. We'd be sitting there and she was so nice. Every single person was so nice, but her phone, she'd leave her phone on the chair. And I'd just look at the phone and think, the secrets that phone holds right now. Oh my God. Obviously I would never touch it. I was just like, oh my God, like that. It has all the secrets to the world's biggest drama.
I didn't know that she has that one song that's like super viral. It's the sped up version.
It's like viral, viral.
Oh, wait, how does it go? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Let me look it up.
Everybody couldn't have been nicer, truly. Like, she was so sweet. Everybody was really funny. And the whole experience was really cool. I will say, and I went home and I talked to Cal about it, because that was my first time on, like, a real set. I just saw, like, I see how long the actors are there and how hard they're working. And then even more so, how hard the gaffers, the lighting people, the craft service people, the hair and makeup people, like, they are there day in, day out.
Hours and hours.
And I didn't realize also, I mean, this is just me not knowing, but when I would talk to, like, one of the actors, I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, how long do you guys do this? And they're like, oh, when we're in season, we're like Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till midnight, over and over and over again.
For like for one like months. Episode in a week. Like
for months.
One, yeah.
I was like, oh my God, it was crazy. Ooh, this is her
I'm gonna
song.
Play her. This is called Collide.
That's her?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
As 4 million videos on TikTok. Like, that's
crazy. I love that song. I didn't realize that was hers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously she had a lot of secrets on that phone. And I was just like, whoa.
We were just like, wow, we're in such different like categories of people.
Girl, don't I know it? Don't I know it?
Like, I was just like, wow, like, you have this whole shit. Like, you're the main, like, that's so sick. It and you're crazy. Nice. Like, what?
No, I literally was just like, everybody's so nice. Everybody worked their asses off. It was so crazy. We had like stand-in people for us when we would mm-hmm. step outside. And yeah, everyone would just like sit in a circle and just like chat with each other and like play games. And
there was a lot of downtime.
Yeah. And they were just so like inquisitive of like what we did.
Also
and, like,
the writer, like she was the reason we were even brought on in the first place.
Yes, that's right. She was so nice. We all go to Perla together.
Oh my God. Yeah.
They watch my vlogs. Hey. We go to Perla. It was so much fun. Yeah. I just keep saying the same thing over and over again.
So day one was good. It was very long. Like once we kind of got the swing of things, it was really good. We even got our own little chairs because we had a line. Yes. So like we had like in the, you know,
we
the
got
cast.
Like the cast chair where everyone else had like their name on the chair. We're like, sit our little, we were part of the cast.
We're like, oh my God. Honestly, day one was so good. But by the end, like we were exhausted.
But I felt badly because I was like, I've sat my ass in this chair for like half the time. Imagine the people that are moving the lights and
oh my
moving
God,
the
right?
props and grabbing the camera from me. And like, oh yeah, that was, I'm telling you, I had a whole new perspective and I kind of forgot by now, but like for the first couple months watching any TV show, any movie, I would just like think of the behind the scenes that I didn't know before. Where I'm yeah. like, oh my God, like even seeing a camera switch, like I watched Kim's Convenience after and I would like, I'd ask Cal questions like, okay, well, how do they film that versus like how they film yes. on Grown-ish? Like that's my new perspective now.
So around this time we're, you know, practicing our one line and I'm even like the director, I was like, wow, she's really cool. She kind of like, I don't know who she reminds me of. She reminds me of someone. So mm-hmm. that's just in the back of my mind. Super sweet, super nice. But I was just like, she just reminds me of someone I know, I feel like. Like, that's crazy. We rehearse our line. We both only messed up, seriously, like once.
And it was a longish line.
Ish.
For not being.
Grown-ish, longish.
For not going to acting school.
Yeah. And honestly, I think we did good.
I hope so.
Will it make it in the actual scene? Who knows?
Is there a chance to get cut?
Oh, totally. Cut? Oh, yeah. What, didn't, what's her name get? She filmed the whole movie and then they cut her from the whole thing.
Oh, Shailene Woodley. Yes. You're so right. From Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man.
Yes. Isn't that insane? You can, yeah. She filmed the whole thing.
That's really crazy.
And then they're like, actually, we want to go a different direction. They cut her out of the entire thing.
That's really crazy.
But what's cool, she at least got paid still. But also imagine being like
I'm going to throw hands if my line is cut. Make sure to get B-roll from my vlog channel, room tone from my podcast.
I don't even remember my line. Also, Annika.
Something, a truth or drink. Something about a truth or drink. Yes.
Yeah. Anyways.
Absinthe. And her truth or drink.
Point being, we kill our line.
Kill it.
Killed our spot.
Oh my God, wait, Alicia, I just thought about the glam people.
Okay, keep going.
Wait, I forget what happened.
Oh, I remember.
We would like walk to our like
queue. Well, no.
What?
This happened because anytime there was a break, my makeup and hair people would come in and do touch-ups.
Yes.
But because Remy didn't have a hair and makeup person, you didn't really have anyone coming up to give you touch-ups.
Mm-hmm. I think they were like, she doesn't want to be touched.
Yeah, they were probably,
which I would have loved it, but I just
I finally was
didn't
like, you can ask for like oh, powder.
It's all good. But I remember when the director like does a run through with you before, now that I'm an actress, they like run through it. That's called, no, I'm just kidding. But they like walk you through like where you're going to stand, what's going to happen. There's like a DP, I think also that's like doing all the technical
director
terms.
Of photography.
And so they're like running through everything. And I remember when she was running through with us, she's like, okay, Remy, Alicia,
you're going to walk through here and then you're going to go sit at the vanity in front. And then I'm going to have hair and makeup people come in and touch you up. And in my head, I was like, I think I even said this out loud. I was like, yeah, two birds with one stone, thinking they were going to touch us up while also filming. I was also, like, oh my God. Yeah. Save time.
To clarify a little bit, the scene we were in was backstage. So it was like a green room.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
We were in the scene.
Yes. It was being filmed like as if we were backstage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's like, the hair and makeup people are going to come. And I was like, oh my God, like, finally, so smart. Give her a touch up while also filming. And then like, then she has time to touch other people up. Like, this is great. And so when we actually do the scene and we run through, then there's like a person standing next to my chair. And so I'm like asking if I could borrow the hairspray.
This is why we'll never get invited back.
There's a hairspray on the table. And I was like, can I use this? And she goes, I guess. And I was like, weird. She didn't seem very sure that I could use her hairspray. And I look and there's like a Home Goods sticker on it. And I was like, whatever. And I like spray my hair. And I'm like, look, I'm like, I love this hairspray. And she's like, okay. And I was just like chatting with her. And then after a little while, like I didn't have any more beauty questions. So then I was like, so like, how long have you been doing this? And she was like, we're like obviously whispering in between takes as like actors and what I found out to be extras do. And so it's like, how long have you been doing this? She was like, oh, well, I like lived in Canada for a while and I was on the show. Like I did Teen Wolf. And I was like, oh my God. And then it started to click for me. And I was like, what did you do on Teen Wolf? She was like, oh, I was also a stand-in. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. Was Dylan O'Brien just as hot as he looks online? Like, I was just like changing the subject, but I was like, oh my God, this whole time I thought she was a hair and makeup person because I thought that's what they were putting in. But no, she was a stand-in to look like a hair and makeup person.
And that was
I was deceived. It was a prop. It was a fucking prop. Also, I used the prop hairspray. It was horrible hairspray, by the way.
I don't think I told you this, but I was sitting right next to you. And when I saw you use that, I got anxious.
Why? Because I wasn't supposed to use the prop.
Because when my hair person came over and uh-huh. she sprayed me, she yelled spraying to like let people know that she would be spraying for the camera and stuff. And you were just going to town with the hairspray prop. And the camera was close. I was like, oh my God, I hope it doesn't ruin like, the atmosphere.
I got in so much trouble.
No, genuinely, I was like, can she do that? Because I thought you knew it was a prop.
I love that she said, I mean, I guess.
And then also, I had a guy, because your girl was AKA doing hair on you, right? Yeah. My guy was doing makeup. So he had this like I kid you not, like Claire's like Walmart for like a 3-year-old fake makeup thing that with a sponge, and he'd pretend to hit it and then like apply it on me. So I knew he was an fake extra. And like we would be like,
well, my girl was touching my hair. So I thought she was really a hair
No,
girl.
It was just so funny because to my point of view, I was like, right.
You're so embarrassed. Like, when your mom does something embarrassing, you're like, mom, stop.
And then we were filming. It was so funny.
Well, anyways, that was day one. And it was so great. We wrapped at midnight and went home.
Oh, yeah. It was like a 14-hour day. It was a long, long day.
It was so long. And the next day, I knew I was going to Lauren and Jeremy's engagement party.
Yes.
And I found out, I think, the next morning, or I forget exactly what the timeline, I think on day one,
yeah,
I had said, Tommy, I need to leave by like 9 p.m. I figured like we'd have, like it'd be enough time. And I didn't realize, but on the inside, they were like trying to rewrite the script so that I could leave. And then Tommy was like, I'm sorry, there's just no way you can make it. There was all this like back and forth. And they were like, we're so sorry, we can't write her out of the script. Cause we didn't know what day two was gonna look like. But it turns out we were all sitting in this, now they're filming the quote unquote show, which I think day one I could have left earlier because like, I didn't necessarily have to be in the background of shots, but this is like, we're on camera and we're all the quote unquote contestants. The couches look like this. We were sitting on like
it
couches.
It was like reunion style. Think of like the Bachelorette reunion or like
Vanderpump Rules.
So the whole cast is there.
Which it would have been apparent if like,
you just left.
If like Lala left. Exactly. Yeah. So I didn't know that. And so he's like, we're so sorry. We tried on the back end. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to miss their engagement party. So I called Lauren and she was so nice about it. She's like, how are you supposed to know that like you couldn't leave the TV set? Yeah. Like that they were going to keep you. She was so nice about it.
I remember people being like, why wasn't Remy there?
I was like, literally on set. Like,
oh, LOL, if they knew.
I was sitting on set. But
next to Justine Sky.
Next to literally.
You're like, I can't leave.
But then Ricky showed up for day
Ricky
two.
Ricky showed up, yes.
He was so funny. I love Ricky so much. I want him to come on the pod soon.
Oh, no, he needs to. Also, he'll come soon. What was funny was he styled himself. He looked so freaking good. It was like all Rick Owens. So he looked good. At one point, we're all in a circle and the whole cast is just kind of talking and someone complimented his outfit. And he's like, oh my God, thanks. Like, I look great, blah, 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 blah. And then one of the cast guys is like, yeah, like the styling's pretty dope here. They really let us like dress pretty much like ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of on the outskirts and I heard this and I just go, And up until this point, like, again, we had just met everyone. Yeah. No one was going to be like, what is she wearing? Yeah. But I knew everyone thought it. So at this point, they all turn and they look at me and everyone busts out laughing, crying. And I was just like,
just sitting there with your brooch falls off.
Literally, my brooch kept falling off. And then these earrings were so heavy. Bless your soul. You tried to help so much, but mm-hmm. you did. But they were actually ripping my ears.
They were, I'm telling you, they were like a pound each.
They were so, and I don't wear heavy earrings. I already put them in the second piercing hole, mm-hmm. so it would be easier. One scene, there's probably like 100 people on camera because not only do we have the whole cast on like three couches, there's also
extras
being the audience. Mm-hmm. So like probably 50 on each side. So it's like a big room and they're so big on continuity. And at two times, my earring falls off and you hear ding. And I was like trying to just like pretend it didn't happen. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
I remember you go like this. And you'd hold your head.
Yeah. And I like looked at the styling girl and she was just like cover your, like, just like try to like hold, like hide it. And I was like,
we ended up using a Band-Aid, right? For a reinforcement.
We used a Band-Aid or something.
The sticker from the Band-Aid. I was like, give me scissors.
Everything. And literally like by the end of it, I was like, I was like holding my ears. I was like, I don't know what to do.
They're so sore.
Cause they were so heavy. And I should have just, again, I should have said, sorry, I need clip-ons. Like, yeah. I can't do these.
That's why I literally got surgery on my ear though. Yes. Cause I had the same issue.
I literally was like, I feel it. Like it's so, it hurt. Like my ears hurt. And I've never experienced pain like that. I was like, oh my God, it was just different.
I can't wait to see the episode.
No, I
think I was given a second line. Wasn't I given a line? Oh no, they just referenced me.
They referenced
as I was sitting there like, I did something bad.
Yeah.
Remy did something bad. You know what? Conversation I've been having with people lately.
What?
My mom called me the other day and she was like, Remy, I think you're balding.
What?
I know. And then I started freaking out. But yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I've decided I am taking what's left of my hair by the horns.
By the reins.
By the reins, by the roots. And I'm taking the steps to help myself just grow thicker, healthier, longer hair. I mean, you know, I've been on a long hair journey and Vegamore has completely come in clutch for not only me, but I have so many of my friends' parents reach out to me. So many of my friends' moms, they're like, I need help with hair products. And I've truly, honestly suggested Vegamore to quite a few. Cal's mom, people will reach out and be like, what should I use? They love it. We all love it.
So I started using their grow serum, especially with how much we just like do heat to our hair and get it done and extensions and dye and color. I feel like it's been through so much and I want to just be ahead of the curve.
I also love getting into the shower and just using a really nice shampoo and conditioner to keep my hair clean, to have a nice consistent routine. And the Vegamore Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner is fantastic for that.
Also, what's even better is Vegamore's value kits, like their Grow Essentials kit, you can actually get when you sign up for a monthly subscription. So you save more and you never run low on the products that take care of your hair.
For a limited time, go to vegamore.com/prettybasic and use code prettybasic at checkout to get in on Vegamore's biggest sales of the year during their Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. That's VEGAMOUR.com/prettybasic, code prettybasic to get the best deals on Vegamore's line of products. Vegamore.com/prettybasic, code prettybasic.
So last night we all went over to Remy's and she hosted, like the amazing host she is. And when I said, what can I bring? She was like, oh, honestly, I pretty much have everything. And I said, no, trick answer. Because if you show up to a friend's house empty handed when they are hosting and cooking for you, because we all know you cooked, there's nothing worse. So I decided I'm going to drizzly some alcohol.
If you guys have not downloaded the Drizzly app or have gone to drizzly.com, what are you doing? They are the go-to app for alcohol delivery. So if you were to roll up to my house and bring me a bottle of Kettle One vodka, you know, I could use that to make some vodka pasta, or we can make some, you know, dirty martinis, some espresso martinis. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you like a little tequila espresso martini now. So you could bring some like Don Julio Reposado. Cal loves a good whiskey. He loves a good bullet bourbon. So I will always take a nice bottle of something
for hosting because I think it just looks so cute on the bar cart. It's just, it means a lot. And I just overall love it. So if you guys are, you know, going to someone's house this season for the holidays, might as well use Drizly, get a nice little bottle of something for them. Or, you know, maybe you have like a family member that is graduating, or maybe someone just got a new job. They just had a baby. You want to send them a bottle of champagne. It's great because you can actually send gifts through Drizly. So it makes it super, super easy. I do it all the time for, you know, family members or employees or things like that. It makes your life so easy. And it looks like you tried really hard when you really didn't.
So download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's DRIZLY.com. Must be 21 and older, not available in all locations.
I will say day two was so nice because we didn't have our line. So we just got to sit.
Yes. The worst part was over in the first half of the first day. And then we were like, phew.
And at least this. Our scene, there weren't that many people around where the big scene. I'm so glad our line wasn't in front of a lot
the
of people.
Stage fright. You're so, it's just so incredible to see how all those actors and actresses like were just so obviously. I mean, they were cast, so they're good. But like, just so natural with it, and like seeing the director give them a note and them just like taking it and going and like improvising so well. I was just blown
away.
Also,
I already know like we're gonna seem on the way we're talking. I'm like, da 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 da.
Yeah.
But when you hear the dialect being talked like this,
yeah,
it's like, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
It's like versus theater. You're like, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was just crazy where like the director would come in and be like, be more sad or be more sassy. And they would just like do it.
Yes.
It was like, I know it sounds like simple, but it's a craft. I was blown away.
Speaking of director, so again, around day two, I'm sitting there and I'm like, she looks so familiar. I'm like, why? Like something, what is it? And then it hits me. Oh my God. She's very similar to the main actress in the show
Unreal. Mm-hmm.
And she's in a similar role to that character. That character is a producer. So she's running around giving direction. So I was like, whoa. And then I was like, it's not her. There's no way it's her. I look it up. It's her. And I fangirled so hard. I was like, she's so dope. I was like, she does this in real life. She had tinsel in her hair. I was like,
she
was so cool.
Cute. We also then were like, well, we have to figure out a way to like ask her, but like not ask her. And we found some way.
She brought it up too.
Yeah.
And she was just like, yeah, I'm not really on. So she's like, oh my God, when you follow each other, she's like, I'm not that really cool. I only have followers because I was on this show. And I was like,
what show?
She's like, it's unreal. And I was like, I love that show. It was so good. But it was honestly, it was so much fun. Definitely felt way more comfortable on day two. I just keep dying because I'm like, I know, I can't wait for the comments of people. Also, I didn't say this. I wasn't in Doc Martens at first.
Oh, no, sorry.
I wasn't wearing Doc Martens. Remember, I was wearing those white pearl heels that were so uncomfortable.
That's right.
But my favorite thing was they were so sweet. I was like, wow, what is this treatment? Like they would take off my heels and give me slippers
anytime
I wasn't like it being shown.
Oh,
and I was
like,
wow,
it's
amazing.
Slippers in all
but
photos.
They did want to put me in Timberlands.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Sparkly Timberlands. Yes. And I was just like waiting for someone to be like, Alicia, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? Again, any other fashionista character, slay. The fact that I'm me and I brought 7 outfits that I was like, these will so work. And then
it was giving me like Carrie Bradshaw. Like it was giving like, did you ever watch the show Jane by Design?
No.
That's one of my favorite shows on ABC Family when I was a kid. But she was like a girly in design school and it's giving very much like
Emily in Paris
textile. Yeah. Like textile, like so like shouldn't work,
avant-garde.
But does work.
Yes.
But not for Alicia Marie.
No, it's just funny. So I'm hoping all of you watch the episode. Feel free to roast the shit out of me. Honestly, this is going to be the new viral thing. Making fun of Alicia's outfit on TikTok. I hope the stylists don't take offense.
I didn't think it was that bad. I really didn't. I promise
Remy,
you.
If you were in it, literally, I'm picturing you in it. It's not that bad. It's not. And
it
again,
wasn't that bad.
Again, I was like, I'll do anything.
I don't think enough to make it a viral video, like viral making fun of you, but it just wasn't you.
The cast reaction is what did it for
that
me.
Was,
when
you
they
were
all
funny
died
about
laughing,
that.
I was like, again, Ricky and like Rick Owens and like looking so like him and chic. You
like
looking
mesh,
adorable.
His mesh is like, yeah, it's like it buckles.
My guess is they were like, oh, we're doing fashionistas. It'll be fun. And then everyone had their own thing. So they're like, well, we have this like really cool
brooch.
Anyway, I had so much fun. Honestly, I'm very excited for it to come out. Hoping our one line doesn't get cut.
I don't think it will.
I don't think so either. We nailed it.
Well, they need that to move the story forward too, because they need us for the red carpet. Because remember, then there's like a scandalous moment that happens.
Well,
on the carpet.
I forgot that we pose on the carpet. Yeah. You will see the fit.
You'll see the full fit.
Everyone will see the full fit.
We need to do like a viewing party when
no,
it comes out.
No, I need to have a viewing party with you, and we need to film our reactions. Like, seriously. Yes. And also, it made me do a deep dive on the show because I never really watched it, and I was like, oh my god, so what's happening? What characters are what? You know, like all this stuff. So it was really fun. I'm hoping it actually comes out. And
I think
get
it will, because they obviously like are already slated for the season. I'm sure they already have it all ready to go.
Also, because it's like in order, they can't just move it around.
Well, I'm sure they release like on Wednesday nights. Or
yeah,
whatever,
so yeah, yeah,
I think we're good.
We're also gonna have something else to put on our IMDb.
Loves it.
Loves it.
Well, I have nothing. So
maybe we'll win an Emmy for best cameo. I'm kidding. A Pretty Basic Emmy. That'd be sick.
Right next to our Webby.
Right next to our Webby.
Our Webby and our Emmy.
Yeah.
Would you do more acting things?
Honestly, I truly get so much anxiety on set.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy it. Maybe it would be different if it was my show and I felt like a sense of purpose there.
Yeah.
But I feel like I was so glad you were there.
No, I wouldn't have done it alone.
I know, but like, of course, you have to. Like, it's such a cool opportunity.
I'm just not one to like put myself in those situations. I get so shy with new people.
No, same, Remy.
But we had each other.
I know.
Or Ricky. Like, Ricky made me feel very at home.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, maybe more cameos coming your way.
I could do a cameo.
Yeah,
that's
cameos
just
are
me.
Nice.
Yeah, but I heard you have a story to tell me.
Yes. Oh my God. This is a total 180 from the whole conversation we've had this whole time. But I was thinking of what's new since the last time I saw you. And I had to go to the doctor's office. I actually put it up on my story. And I was going to joke, putting text, being like, getting my BBL. And then I was like, that's too much work. And like, people are gonna think
people
I'm
gonna really gonna be.
I know. I'm like, I'm joking, haha. But like, whatever. And I only went to get a mole removed because I think I mentioned it, but I don't know if we scratched that episode.
We scratched that episode.
We scratched that episode. Anyways, I full circle moment. The hairstylist on set, I told her, I was like, also, I have a lot of moles in my head. Like, don't worry if you hit them, because anytime I have a new hairstylist
on
person,
your scalp?
Oh, yeah, I have so many.
Does it hurt?
No.
Whoa.
But like,
can I touch after?
I mean, yeah, but
can I touch now?
No.
I would like to touch.
Oh, you no, because then you're gonna be like, ew. And I'm like,
I would never say ew. I would never say
I'm kidding.
Ew.
I'm such a moly bitch. I've grown up with all of them. My mom, every single year growing up, we'd go to the dermatologist and like, just get them checked. It's just, you know,
safe.
I've had like one or two removed when I was younger or like tested. But recently the hairstylist on set was like, oh, do you get yours tested? Like, have you been to the dermatologist lately? And I literally go like, yes, I actually just found a dermatologist. But in my head, I was like, actually, it has been a while since I've done a full body scan where they just like go over and like try to find any that looks suspicious. So, and I remember that week I was like, I need to get them checked. So I was like, you know what? I need to do it. Like, that was a one last little solidifying thing, which is crazy because I ended up getting them checked. Three came back suspicious. The one I went in for, they said was fine, because there was one that I thought looked kind of weird. The second one, they're like, this one is suspicious, but not enough to like remove it. But we're going to keep an eye on it. Then they said the third one was really, really bad, and it wasn't melanoma, but it was borderline, like almost that. So they wanted to go back because they already like did a test of it, right? They wanted to go back and fully remove it. Okay.
Wow.
So I was like, thank you. Shout out to the hair girl for telling me to go get everything checked, because not that I wouldn't have, because it was in my head, but that was just like a third check.
A
like,
more urgent thing.
More
too,
like,
yeah.
Wow, the universe, God is telling me I need to do this. Mm-hmm. So people listening, if you've been putting off appointments, go get shit checked. So the other day at the doctor's office, they went and they removed the whole thing, which it's so much bigger than I thought. And I'm going to probably have an ugly scar, but an ugly scar is better than a
melanoma. Yeah.
But it's like massive. And they totally numbed me. And it was my first time like having something removed that much. I even asked to look. So I was like, love this stuff. That's my For You page.
When they took it out?
Yeah. And they're like, no, there's a lot of blood. And we don't want. And I was like, oh, they don't want me to faint. Like, cause I was like, oh, it's like, it's a lot.
Oh.
So I'm just like chilling there. But I had
Shot numbing or like cream
shot numbing?
Numbing?
Yeah,
whoa,
yeah.
Okay.
But like, I have a high pain tolerance, so I was like fine with it. What felt weird, this is disgusting, what felt weird is when they were doing the stitches, like filling them, sewing it up and tugging at my skin.
That's really crazy.
It felt great. I was like, can I look? And they're like, no, but they took a photo afterwards.
Can I look?
And I was like, can I look?
But I want to see it after too. Does it go into the skin, you think, or is it just like a topical thing?
No, so it's four deep stitches. So I have to go back Friday for them to take
them
out.
No, the mole. Is it just a superficial thing or does it go under the skin?
It's bigger than I thought. So I'm going to ask them when I go back. I'm like, why was it so?
I would love to see it.
I know. It like definitely was like a big hole in me, which
like
is crazy.
Cysts are really interesting to me too.
But it was more topical. So I'm getting the results for that back on Friday.
Damn.
When I go to get the stitches out to see if they got it all, if they need to go back in. Hopefully they don't have to go back in. But I actually had a different dermatologist and it was a female where the guy normally seemed, I don't know if he was just out of the office that day on vacation or something, but for whatever reason, I got put with a different doctor. So she comes in, she's so nice. She's young-ish and like, just like this hot, like doctor girl. And I'm just like, damn, like you're living the life, right? And she's like talking about going to Pilates and all this stuff. And I'm like, you're such like an LA doctor, right? Uh-huh. And she's like, oh my God, guys, I found out something last night and it's just been on my mind. So I like have to talk about it. So she's talking to me and her assistant who's like helping me while she's like cutting into me and sewing me up. Right? And I'm just laying there. So I'm like, oh my God, what's up? She's like, okay, this is crazy. And I'm so sorry, but I just have to say it. So last night I found out about my friend, her friend's friend, basically. Okay. She was like, I just heard this story of a group of women went to Turkey again, either to get implants or get them removed.
I've heard Turkey's really big for plastic surgery because it's, they're phenomenal at it and it's not as expensive.
Yes. Also, this is just one story, not like talking crap about the country or surgeons there or anything. Like this is just one individual story. Because yes, I've heard a lot of people are like, oh, they're like, they're so smart.
I have a friend that just booked a trip.
I don't know how expensive or how cheap they found this deal or whatever, but essentially a group of moms went to Turkey. They go, surgery ends up taking a little bit longer than normal. Everything's fine. They come back home and then one of the moms started having a lot of back pain. And she was just like, I don't know why I'm having a lot of back pain. It's just kind of interesting. Her normal doctor that she saw here was like, okay, well, like, did you have surgery recently? And she was like, yeah, I just got my boobs done. He's like, that's where your back's hurting though. So they do, I want to say they did an MRI. She had one less kidney. She had one less kidney. They checked the other girls. One less kidney. Yo, I'm like.
Wait, that's really fucking sad.
No, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. So I'm sitting really there. Sad. Me and the assistant are like, what? We're like, what? Like, what? Like, what? She's like, I know. Like, it's so, like, it's, she was like, and thank God the doctor, her real doctor, like listened to her because they wouldn't normally do an MRI for like, I could be butchering whatever that test was. All they had from this doctor's office was a phone number. God. So of course they call disconnected. Like they fully knew what they were doing. Also like, I was kind of like, how did you not notice if it went in your back? But I guess you're obviously you're under. So I was like, I don't know who went with them or whatever.
God.
I'm sure you could actually look it up and find something, but then also like international laws, like all they can't do anything.
I mean, they're gonna get it back.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's really, I've heard like scary horror stories of like just things like that happening before.
And I was like,
that's really, really sad.
What?
Those poor women.
Oh my God. Also just the feeling of feeling violated of like.
So violating, but like, God forbid something happens to their kidney. Yeah. Now.
Like obviously you don't need both to live, but if you have one, if that one goes bad.
God, that's so sad.
So needless to say,
should we be scared to say that like this publicly, you think?
I think it's fine.
the doctor's going to come.
No, they're gone.
Yeah.
I've genuinely considered getting a reduction lately. I talked about it on my solo episode, but I'm like really thinking about it. I've had so many people reach out and after my solo talk about how they did it and it's the best thing that they've ever done. I've only heard great things.
Okay. I was going to say that, but obviously I haven't. I'm sure there are negative stories. I have not heard of one person who's gotten it, who I know in real life, who regretted it.
I know.
Also, just the back pain alone.
I just get scared of going under. Like, that's what really scares me.
I'm sorry. I just told you a horrible story.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm already, I have my own fears about it personally. Yeah. And I know a lot of women, once they have children, like, then they do something like a lift, a reduction, or whatever it may be. But I don't know. I just feel like my quality of life would be improved. I feel like I'm not able to run, really.
Yeah.
I feel like clothing is always just like really tight. I feel like I'm kind of limited in clothes that I can wear.
There's one girl on TikTok who got a reduction and she looked like a completely different person. And she was like, my back is so much better.
Yeah.
Cause like when you really think about like
my posture, my back, I have a lot of pain, but like not pain that I think of every day because I feel like I've just,
well, you don't know
lived
different.
With it. Exactly. I've lived with it since I was like a
teenager.
Have
you weighed each boob?
I think I have once. I think they were like,
obviously it
5 pounds, maybe.
I mean, that's an extra, what, 10 to 15 pounds.
We'll see.
Obviously I can count, but I'm saying
I got to put them on a food scale again. yeah, I don't know, but I am considering it truly.
Have you seen that TikTok or meme or something where that like older lady takes her boob and like smashes?
Yes, mine's not like
she
smackable.
She kills a bug or something. It's so funny.
I know some people like hold things under their breasts. I've never tried that yet. I should try.
You should.
Like an iPad.
Also, if you want to get one, you should.
I really like, the only thing holding me back is the thought of going under.
Have you gotten your wisdom teeth out?
Yeah, but I was 9 or 12. I was 12.
But you got anesthesia then.
Yeah, but I was a kid. I like didn't know what was happening.
But at least you didn't have like a horrible reaction.
Yeah, I know. I just get nervous. Even like with the veneers, they gave me laughing gas and I was so anxious. And I would tell you what, I'm sure I talked about it, but I was more anxious about the laughing gas than I was about the actual surgery. Grinding of my teeth down. And they turned it on and I was like, that's good, guys. And they're like, well, you're at child level, so we're going to need to keep going.
You, that's good, guys. I'm like, oh, you don't want to fill.
I didn't even know. But like Lauren, she gets laughing gas just for like any like maintenance kind of stuff for her teeth, just because like some people like enjoy it.
Karen too.
I was like, I'm good. And then once they turned it up, I don't remember much. It was very loopy.
Oh.
But I was so scared of it. I'm scared to go under.
Well, the same doctor got her nose done because I was like, oh my God, I went for a consultation. And it's so true. You have to like really vet your doctor and like do a lot of research, blah, 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 whatever. I'm not saying those women didn't, but she was like, oh my God, I was about to get my nose job. And I was like in the room, there was someone ahead of me. And she heard someone like, she heard this guy like screaming and just like being like crazy, right? So she's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to back out. It happened to be a guy and who was ahead of her in surgery. And her doctor came over and he was like, look, men are weak as fuck. He was like, you're going to be fine. And she was like, yeah, you're right. And then she was like, it was so fine. Best decision I ever made.
Stop.
Like,
that's so funny.
But it was funny because I was just like, oh my God, it is so like, it's a known thing that women have higher pain tolerances guys.
Yes.
So it was just funny.
That's so funny.
That's all she needed. And then she was fine.
One of my friends got their eyelids done in, I believe it was Taiwan. And it's a big thing in Asia to get your eyelids cut because most of us have like monolids. So you can cut to have like a crease or something like that. She was like, I don't know. Like her parents found the doctor and they like all did it. And she was like, it was just like really unsettling. She was like, as I was going down and like leaning back, I look over and there was like a vat of like someone's body fat, like sitting in like a jar.
Oh,
and
no.
She was like, and that's the last thing she remembered before she went out.
Oh no.
Her eyelids look great.
Oh my God. It's
just so funny. I was like, that's the last thing you see as you're like
getting
knocked out. So funny. I love people have the craziest surgery stories, plastic or not.
Exactly.
I really do hope those women are okay though. That's very, very, very unsettling. And
oh
very
my God.
Sad.
I know. Like I actually was like, holy shit, that's insane. But I wish there was a way if you ever wanted your boobs done.
I wish I could just stay awake.
I wish I could go and hold your hand.
I would love that as I get knocked out.
Do you ever watch the like those episodes of like surgeries where like, and then they like lift up the girl to like see how the boobs look?
Well, that's what they do with the boob job. Yes. Don't they lift you up?
They like, they prop your thing up so they can see how they lay. I think it's, if I truly like was a doctor, I would be a plastic surgeon for sure. I find it so fascinating.
Oh my God.
Like in another multiverse, Alicia is a plastic surgeon.
I'm sure she is somewhere.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I commend every doctor's incredible. That's, it takes.
You'd be a vet.
That's, God, no, I would never be a vet. They die.
But you save them, Remy.
I don't know. I don't think I could deal with any dogs dying. Like, I really couldn't do it.
Oh.
Like, I think I would be.
I'm like pediatrician.
I would love. No, I couldn't. No, I couldn't do any of. I couldn't. I would do like.
Dentist.
I could be.
You would be,
I would
such
be
a
fun dentist.
You would be like, oh, it's okay, hon. Just
I would love, and then go to the treasure box and you get stickers. Yeah. I would be a dentist.
Yeah,
I do find teeth interesting. I do.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Me with my veneers.
I know you get veneers suddenly. She's like, ah, I love them.
I love teeth.
Anyway, I know we've been talking so much. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Go watch us on Grown-ish.
From TV stars to plastic surgery, we cover it all.
We really do cover it all.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes. And what else can they do?
Follow us. Go watch Cooking with Remy.
Thank you so much. And go watch Leisha's new video.
And if you stayed till the very, 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 very end.
I saw some people, a lot of people commented frog emojis.
I was trying to think of something with my outfit, like gold or like a brooch.
I wish there was a brooch. Is there a brooch emoji?
The necklace? Isn't there pearl earrings or pearl necklace? Or
maybe a jewelry emoji. Yeah. Comment a jewelry emoji. And
we'll know you're a real one.
Yes. We love you guys so much. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.